The Disability Royal Commission is about to be formally announced, and the ABC has obtained details of the draft terms of reference. They appear to confirm that it will be a wide-ranging investigation into the violence, abuse, exploitation and neglect suffered by people with disabilities across all sectors of our community. Those draft terms of reference were presented to several advocacy groups earlier this week at a meeting with the Social Services Minister, Paul Fletcher. It's expected they will be publicly revealed on Monday. Matthew Bowden is the co-chief executive of People with Disability Australia. He was at that meeting in Canberra. He's seen the terms of reference, the draft terms. Matthew Bowden, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
So, Matthew, are you happy with these draft terms of reference? What do they tell us?
So far, things are looking really, really positive. It's clear that the government has been listening to people with disability. What we're asking for in terms of the terms of reference being all-encompassing, so that they cover all settings, you know, community settings, the family home, and then service provider settings as well. And that it's all people with disability who are going to be covered by this Royal Commission and all forms of violence.
Can we just talk a bit more about that? So not just institutional abuse or neglect of people with disabilities, broader than that. So, for example, what would that cover, Matthew?
So it would cover violence that happens in people's own homes, mm-hmm. be that from people, members of their family or their partners, also violence that happens in workplaces, that happens in the community, hate crimes, things that happen from, you know, from neighbours, etc. So any form of violence that happens against a person with disability, wherever they are.
What about the model of it? Obviously, this Royal Commission will be very difficult, very traumatic for a lot of people. Do you expect or do you know if it's going to follow the model of the Child Abuse Royal Commission, which provided support for people who chose to engage with it? There was, you know, private sessions if people wanted them, a lot of counselling support.
We've really been pushing for a similar model to the Child Abuse Royal Commission, where the survivor, the person, was absolutely at the centre of what the Royal Commission was doing. So from those private sessions and the stories that the commissioners heard from survivors, then that information went into what became the public hearings, where they were able to interrogate the themes of that particular violence and or interrogate what was happening in particular institutions or settings. And from those public hearings and really interrogating that evidence, they were then able to make their findings in their final report. And we've been really advocating for a similar approach to take place, where people with disability are well and truly and absolutely at the centre of the Royal Commission and its work and what it learns. There's also a need for a lot of research to happen as well. Mm. So there are gaps in our knowledge about why this occurs, and Royal Commissions are really the place to ask those sort of big questions. You know, what are the enablers in this situation? Why is it that we have such a endemic problem of violence against people with disability? What creates that? What causes it? And that's really important to know about before we then look at what the solutions and what is going to make people with disability safer in the future.
Yeah, because that notion of sort of looking at abuse within people's homes, that's a whole different order of investigation too, isn't it? And more difficult and perhaps even more confronting, do you think?
It is going to raise some very confronting things. I mean, people with disability experience, you know, horrendous crimes, including crimes from the hands of their own family members. You know, we have people with disability being killed by their parents. We have people being, you know, tortured and abused by family members. So it is absolutely going to be harrowing what we hear and what is uncovered. But it's been going on for such a long time that it's really important that these things are brought to light. But it's absolutely essential that people with disability are given all the support required to take part safely in this Royal Commission. So be that through having counselling support, debriefing, support from advocates, so that people are able to tell their stories, to be heard, that all the adjustments are made so that they can fully participate in the Royal Commission, and that, yeah, it's done in a very safe way.
And are those supports built into these terms of reference as far as you've seen them?
We've spoken to the government about the whole raft of supports required, you know, from legal support. We're very much hoping that NoMore and disability specialist community legal centres are resourced so that they're able to provide legal advice that's completely independent from the Royal Commission before people go into private sessions and engage with the Royal Commission.
Did you think you got a sense of agreement from the minister on that?
I think that the government are fully aware. They seem to be absolutely cognizant that, you know, supports are well and truly required for this to be a safe process for people and a supported process.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 12 past eight. Our guest is Matthew Bowden. Matthew is the co-chief executive of People with Disability Australia. What about the commissioners themselves, Matthew? Do you know how many commissioners are planned? It'll be a single commissioner or a number of commissioners? And will the commissioners be people with a disability?
We don't know how many commissioners the government are thinking of at the moment. We've been sort of arguing that there should be a number of them. They're going to have a large amount of work to do. If people with disability are going to be given private sessions like we had in the Child Abuse Royal Commission, where there's a one-on-one meeting between a commissioner and a person with disability in this space, then there are going to be so many stories, so many people are going to want to come forward to speak, that they're just in terms of the workload for the Royal Commission, there's going to need to be quite a decent sized team of commissioners to do that.
Do you think it's important if the commissioners are people with disability?
It's essential that people with disability are commissioners. There are a number of people who are very well placed to do that, that have enormous respect from people with disability and enormous respect from the general community as well. So it's essential that there is faith and trust in the commissioners, and that, you know, we see ourselves reflected in who is sitting on the Royal Commission.
Okay. I understand that State and Territory Ministers responsible for disability services are meeting today. Do you expect they will have a say in these terms of reference as well?
The Disability Reform Council is meeting today, and I understand that they will also be asked for their views on who they would like to see make up the team of commissioners. So, we look forward to hearing what the outcome is and who is appointed.
Just finally, Matthew, this push and calls for a Royal Commission has been coming for a long time, and was in 2015 a Senate inquiry heard shocking stories of violence and abuse. It recommended a Royal Commission. After all these years of lobbying, what do you hope this Royal Commission will achieve in perhaps practical terms, but also in terms of attitudes, national attitudes?
I think, you know, I really hope that there is a shift in attitude towards people with disability, and that people aren't sort of viewed as sort of objects to be exploited and abused. That there's a sort of human rights approach to people's lives, that people have a right to safety, that people have a right to determine, you know, where they live, where they work, who they spend time with, and that people are, you know, supported so that if bad things happen to them, that our justice responses are adequate, that people are believed when crimes occur to them. At the moment, we have, you know, very often poor justice responses and people aren't believed. And so these are the things that we're really hoping that come from it. But we're also hoping that there's a place where, that the Royal Commission provides a place where people are able to be heard and be believed, and that that in itself provides a sort of healing context for people.
Okay. Can I ask you just, someone's written in to ask whether this Royal Commission will include people with disability due to mental illness? As this person points out, Helen points out, these people are included in the NDIS.
Absolutely. The terms of reference we've seen, have a very broad look at disability. So people with psychosocial disability would definitely be included in the Royal Commission.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Matthew Bowden is the co-chief executive of People with Disability Australia. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:15.